Welcome back to the episode, guys. Today we're going to be talking about why you should be pretty careful with who you give your watch to refinish the case and bracelet for. It's very important that when you're refinishing the case and bracelet that you find someone that's really qualified, or else you're going to be in for a complete shock. So I received a question from a reader, and one of the questions was why they shouldn't get their watches refinished. It's a very, very good question, and I felt like it deserved an episode today on the podcast. One of the reasons why, if you follow me, you hear me advocate why you should be careful with getting your watches refinished, case and bracelet-wise, is because when you're getting your watch refinished, you're essentially taking the metal off of the material. And you have to be very careful with your watches. Like if you own a Rolex or Patek Philippe, or you own Tag Heuer, Breitling, Omega, etc. Anytime you get a watch refinished, and when I say refinished, I mean polish, right? When you get your watch refinished, you're essentially removing material from the metal, in the sense that you're gonna keep removing the material until the material no longer shows the scratch or the dent or the dings on the case and bracelet. And you should be very, very careful with something like that. Generally, you're only recommended, we're going to work with Rolex, for example, right? Rolex does have, it's not set in stone, but they do recommend about, give or take, 7 times that you can get your watch properly refinished. Each time you polish we're just going to use Rolex for example today. Each time you polish a Rolex, you're taking, assuming the average amount of material you're taking off from the case and bracelet, you're taking only a certain amount of percentage from the material and metal that after 7 times of refinishing the case and bracelet, the integrity of the metal itself starts to get into question. So if you think of it like, let's say you're we're just gonna throw an example out there. Let's say you have 100% of the material when you first buy the watch. And each time you polish the watch, let's just say you're taking apart 20% from the watch. So if you can imagine, after about 5 times of 20% of the material coming off each time you polish it, you're kind of left with zero. And what I'm trying to say here, and what the industry generally knows for the watchmakers and stuff, is that when the material starts hitting the zero in terms of integrity, that's when stuff on the case and bracelet starts getting really weird. That's when your water resistance is no longer, that's when your the water resistancy, that's when it's no longer applied, this one is no longer viable. That's when the material starts getting wonky, in the sense that it's weak. The foundation is now very, very weak. So it's kind of like saying, instead of having for your house, right? It's kind of like, instead of saying having an outside a foundation, like bricks or whatnot, you're gonna take off all the bricks in them, and you're gonna leave the house just with the bare bones of the foundations, right? Like the wood, etc. That's not a way to own a house. Just like for a watch, that's pretty much not the way you should be owning a watch. When you're refinishing it, it's very, very important that you bring it to a qualified watchmaker. Very, very important that you find one, or there's a reputation around one, or you contact your local watchmakers or jewelers and find out if they're qualified to do it, or if they have experience, or if they have examples. One of the reasons why is just exactly the reason why I just stated before, the material, okay? And two, if you bring it to someone unqualified and they polish your case or bracelet, and let's just say, right, they stay on just one side of that bracelet, or they stay on that one side on that case when they're polishing it, they can completely alter. They can completely alter the entire design, the entire look of the watch. Because you got to remember, when you're polishing it, you're removing the material. So if you stay in one spot when you're removing the material, good luck. The case and or bracelet will, you'll see like a divot, or you'll see the shape, its original shape is no longer there. That's the biggest thing that I see with amateur polishers, or when I see any experienced polishers working on case and bracelets, is that either the speed on the machine is too fast, or they just don't know how to handle the case and bracelet. And that's one of the biggest issues. When you receive your watch back from polishing, it should always look better than before you brought it in. It should never look worse, okay? One simple thing I usually tell people when they're getting their watches refinished is to take pictures. You know, I mentioned that in a couple podcast episodes before. Get pictures taken. You want to make sure that the finish is correct. You want to make sure that the finish is the same exact finish, just like when you bought your watch. So, you know, you don't want to get a two-tone bracelet back in completely high polish. You know what I mean? You don't want to get a high polish and satin finish bracelet when you hand it in and only to receive it back completely high polished. And that's one of the biggest issues when it comes to inexperienced polishers or unauthorized people. They look at you guys, they look at new customers. For the large majority of them, customers, if they see something shiny, they think that the job was done correct. And a lot of people in the industry prey on that, you know. So a lot of people just like high polish the living hell out of your case and bracelet, and when you receive it, you look at it and it's like, oh, it's very shiny, and then you just completely ignore the fact that it's the completely wrong type of finish. That's very, very important, and then that's one thing I always explain to people. Before you hand it in for refinishing, take pictures of it, you know, just so you have a general reference. In that you have a concept of what your watch looked like before you handed it in. And if it looks better than before you handed it in, or if it looks exactly the same in the sense that the finish is the same and it looks better, then they probably did a good job. The refinishing section of it is very important in the sense that it's your property. Think of it like that. If you have a 18 karat gold watch and you give it to someone to refinish, they're removing the gold. You gotta remember that. When you hand in your watch, they are essentially removing the material from your case and bracelet. So if you own an 18 karat gold watch and you hand it in for refinishing, they're removing gold. And some people, they see dollars. You know, some people, they just see the money flying right off that case when they're polishing it. So these are little things to keep in mind. So one biggest thing that I usually tell watchmakers that apprentice or follow is that when you're finishing, your ultimate goal at the end of the day is to remove as much scratches, dings, and dents as possible while removing the least amount of material. I've probably repeated this many, many times, but I'll repeat it again. Your goal as a polisher when you're refinishing a watch, case, or bracelet is to remove as much material, scratches, in terms of scratches, dings, dents, while removing the least amount of metal from the actual case and bracelet. The reason being is, the way I see it is, I treat the watch like it's my watch. So if I'm refinishing my own watch, I don't wanna remove that much material. You know, I want to have as much material on that watch as possible. So if I'm refinishing my own watch, I want to remove the least amount of material while removing the most amount of scratches and things and dents. And I treat every customer's watch just like my own watch. And if people and if watchmakers and if service people in the world, right, in any industry, treat things like it's their own, I feel like the service industry will get a better rep in the sense that, you know, if you're getting your car repaired and, you know, the car mechanic is treating your car exactly like his own car, then he'll have your best interest in mind. So when I work on stuff like that, and when other people, other qualified watchmakers are wearing that, their ultimate goal is to treat your watch like their watch. And their goal should be to preserve and make your watch look better than it did before, while keeping everything in a very, very global picture, in a macro sense. You know, your case and bracelet, the metal, the refinishing, the overhaul, like movement, etc. Keeping all of this in mind. And that's very, very important when it comes to refinishing. So the reason why, to answer the gentleman's question, the reason why sometimes maybe you don't want to get it refinished is maybe the person you want to refinish your watch looks sketchy. You know, like if you have to question it, then maybe you shouldn't, you know, go with that. look, again, at the end of the day, refinishing a case and bracelet is aesthetics, right? So it's not necessary. It is just for looks. So if it doesn't bother you, then don't get it refinished. But if it does bother you and you really want to do get it looking brand new again, looking really, really good, then make sure you do your homework. Measure twice, cut once, right? You know, do your homework. I'll spend 80% of my time doing the homework and then finding and spending the 20% of time actually just giving it to a watchmaker. But it's not the flip side. You know, don't spend 80% of your time giving it to a watchmaker and 20% of the time researching it. Flip it. Make sure you do your homework with who you give your watch to refinish. On that sense, I hope that helps, okay? I believe that should answer that question. I'm trying to think if there's anything else when it comes to refinishing. I pretty much touched on almost briefly on almost all the topics in terms of refinishing. You know, the refinisher should keep the original finish, remove the least amount of material, remove the most amount of scratches, dings, and dents. You also have to be careful if the watchmaker stays, if the polisher is staying on one spot on it. You want it to keep its original design, and you can probably, you're only removing a certain percentage of the material each time you polish it. You should have an X amount of times your watch to get refinished, and that way you will actually won't get a refinished every year, every 6 months. And we do have customers that do that. Pretty much that should be it, and that's pretty sure that's about all. And listen, if you guys have any additional questions, please feel free to send them in. Don't be scared. Don't be hesitant. Send them in. I do get a good amount of questions each day. And I do try to get to every single question every day, and hopefully this helps. And I almost forgot to mention, the podcast company that I'm currently using is Anchor.fm, Team Anchor. They're great in the sense that they make uploading podcasts extremely easy. And they have actually contacted me saying that they're very interested in promoting the No Bullshit Watchmaker podcast, and that it's in the future, it's in the running for it. And I'm extremely excited. I just wanted to share that news with you guys. Really, really great stuff. Listen, guys, if you enjoyed today's episode, please like, subscribe, and comment, or leave a review on the episode. It'll mean the world to me. If you guys haven't checked out the website or the YouTube channel that I've been lately working on, if you guys haven't checked out the book, please do so in the show notes, and hope you guys have a phenomenal day. Take care.